Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Women on the Rise Talk, and I am your host, Marcia Guerriere. You know my motto, when we empower each other, we all rise. And on today's episode, we'll be talking to Dr. Akina Finch, life and social media coach. You guys are not going to want to miss this conversation. You guys know how I like to start with every show, tell you a little bit about Women on the Rise, how I got started. Women on the Rise was founded. I founded the organization as a way to empower, encourage, and support women to live their best lives through entrepreneurship. We host events that seek to bring empowerment to women all over the world. Our annual expo happening on October 19th through 20th in New York brings together master teachers and speakers to provide the necessary resources, motivation, and tools women need to start or grow a successful business. To register for your seat, visit www.womenontherisenY.com. As you guys know, this is the month of March is Women's Month. And with each broadcast, I will highlight a female leader that I think you all should know about, whether they're past or living. And on today's highlight, we will be highlighting Mae Jamison, MD. Before she was flying in space, Dr. Jamison first studied chemical engineering at Stanford University. She then received her medical degree from Cornell University Medical College in 1981. After spending a few years working as a general practitioner and Peace Corps medical officer in Sierra Leone and Liberia, Dr. Jamison switched her focus to becoming an astronaut. Like, how do you do that? She applied for NASA's astronaut program in 1986, and in 1987 was one of 15 people chosen out of 2,000. That made her the very first African-American woman to be admitted to the program. And in September of 1992, she also became the first African-American woman in space aboard the space shuttle Endeavour. She was appointed the science mission specialist, meaning she was responsible for conducting experiments while in space. Awesome. She resigned from NASA in 1993, accepted a teaching position at Dartmouth University, and founded a company that develops and markets real-world applications for technology. You guys, if you haven't heard of Mae Jamison, you need to go online and find out all about her. Let's give it up for Mae Jamison, our spotlight for the day. How awesome. All right, guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back with our special guest for today. I'm so excited to talk to Dr. Finch. Talk to you guys in a few. Hey everyone, welcome back to Women on the Rise Talk. You know how we do. It is the month of March where we like to celebrate women and all their accomplishments and bring you guys some amazing women doing amazing things in our community. Like I say on every broadcast, get your pens and papers together because we are always here to teach you something, right? Let me welcome our special guest for today, whom herself has an amazing background in education, technology, and business. Dr. Akina Finch, thank you for joining us today. Dr. Finch, are you there? Welcome.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for the warm welcome. I am so honored to be here on the show today.
It's such a pleasure. I'm super, super excited to speak to you today. What I love about what I do with this show is that I get to pick who I'm talking to and who I get to interview. And most of the time, it's someone that I am familiar with, someone that I know, and someone that I am honored to have on my show. So thank you very much. I just want to tell the audience that I've come to know you as the expert, hello, in social media. I recently completed your 14-day social media love challenge. And I know what you do with everyone goes beyond. And what you do, period, in your life goes beyond social media. So I want to share with people a little bit about your background, if you don't mind me bragging on you just a little bit.
No worries.
All right. So listen here, people. And it's gonna set you, like, have a seat. Dr. Akina Finch is an internationally certified and award-winning life and social media coach with a background in business, education, marketing, and technology. She is also a 7-time author, contributor for several publications like the Huffington Post, and the founder of Finch and Associates LLC and Changing Minds Online. She's currently the co-host of the Motivate Social podcast. Dr. Finch received her doctorate of management, MBA in technology management, and executive MBA. She has a master's of management in marketing management and a bachelor's in aeronautical technology in industrial electronics. Her teaching disciplines include business, leadership, marketing, social media, and information systems at the graduate and undergraduate levels. She has published and presented on topics related to youth and adult education, social media, and job search. And trust me, the list goes on. Dr. Finch, let me just start by saying, when do you rest? Do you rest?
You know,
do you get some sleep?
Yes, I get sleep. You know, sometimes you have to fit it in, but sleep does happen.
You have such an extensive and amazing background, and you are just a phenomenal person and wealth of information and resource. I want to first ask you and talk about the bachelor phase. We have a million phases of higher education that we. But how did you decide on aeronautical technology as a field to get into at the undergraduate level? What were you doing before that led you to that decision?
Okay, so I was in the engineering program at Tennessee State University. And I was doing electrical engineering. And they were telling us about the things we needed to do. And I noticed that a lot of it was more desk work. I am a hands-on person. I have actually been tearing up and putting together electronics and things since I was 10 years old. I actually worked, and this is something that most people don't know about me, is that I actually worked on the robots at Chuck E. Cheese. So I actually built them, put them together, and worked on them, the games, and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Let me call my Joshua. Joshua, we have a celebrity in the house. She worked on the robots at Chuck E. Cheese. That's awesome.
And I was actually doing that at probably about 16, 17 years old. And
wow.
I kind of got advanced, the advanced training, to say the least. But, you know, I realized I was technical, and I realized I loved doing it with my hands. And so when I realized that electrical engineering wasn't quite it, I needed something that was going to be hands-on. So I switched over to the aeronautical industrial technology team, and my concentration was industrial electronics. And so basically what that says all together is I can run a plant. And so,
wow.
And so I can get in there, get in hands-on, work on the things and, you know, just really get deep. And I love when I'm working on hardware and things, and that actually makes me happy. So, and I get to do some of that now, but you know, when I was younger, that was just the end all do all for me. And so then that is what really piqued my interest to go into that realm. Well, mm-hmm. The rest of the degrees, they told us that in engineering, you need to be well-rounded, meaning that you need to know the tech side as well as the business side. You know,
can I just say, I am in technology field. I'm more on the software end, and that is one thing that I've never heard my tech folks say to themselves. They say, you're the business, we'll be the tech side. So that's awesome that you got that instruction earlier on in your mm-hmm. career.
mm-hmm. Oh, they made sure that. And it was just odd because I know, as you said, in software, later on when I started, you're going to find this funny about my background later. Oh, I ended up actually running a division. I was the faculty leader for all of CIS and security. So I had 500 faculty members that taught computer science and information systems and things under me. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't even, so that's where all of this led to. So they always taught us to make sure you know the business side. So when I moved to Colorado, and I went to Colorado Technical, and it was perfect to have a degree in business in technology management. Made perfect sense to me. Well, 2 weeks before I graduated, and they're checking off everything, they said, oh, if you would have taken an accounting class, you would have got an executive MBA as well.
Wow.
But you tell me this 2 weeks and the classes are 5 weeks long. I'm like, okay, all right. So I can't go fix that. So, you know, I graduated and everything. And I was like, okay, You know, that kept lingering in the back of my head. So then the next year I went ahead and took the accounting class and went ahead and got the extra degree. And I was like, okay, so now I'm ready to get into this tech thing, and I got the business thing and all of that. And
right.
And I was working with, I did a little leasing, worked with kids for a little while as a sped pair pro. And then I hit the pay dirt, which was working with soldiers finding jobs.
Wow.
And when we were working with them, of course, you did resumes, cover letters, government resumes, all of these types of things. Well, I thought a little bit outside the box because I was a techie. And then one day, me and the other gentleman who was also a techie in our team, we were looking online and we found this wonderful thing called LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, wonder if we could make a group for our soldiers that would put together the soldiers with the employers and maybe help them get bigger and better jobs. And that was the introduction to me becoming part of social media. Now,
wow.
At this time, I was very, very introverted. And so just me teaching these classes was, an anxiety attack every day. Well, the more I learned about social media, the more I realized I liked it and I had things to say. And then I started teaching the LinkedIn class, followed by the Facebook class, followed by the Twitter class. And the soldiers were building their brands and they were reaching out to companies. And then we used these groups to bring more companies into the building where they can do one-on-ones, and the job fairs got bigger. And then all of a sudden, we realized all this power you had with social media that you couldn't get on the telephone, that you couldn't get in a mailer. And
right.
It was just like, oh my goodness, we've hit pay dirt. And when their jobs start going from 45 and 50,000 to 75, 100, 125,000, just because they built the initial connection on social media, we were like, right. Oh, yes.
You found and something.
There it was. That's where I found me. That's where I found me.
Mm-hmm. That is amazing to have created your niche from actually solving a real world problem that was out there, finding ways to connect the soldiers with employers, and LinkedIn becoming the main source for people to link up and find employment. That is amazing. That's the Cinderella story. That's the American dream about mm-hmm. how you actually go into business and start something out of a passion and finding a solution to a problem that exists in the world. I think that's phenomenal. And I can't wait to get back. We're going to take a quick break and then get back with you and talk more about what you actually teach people and how you help them and how you help these soldiers earn more money and grow their brand. We'll be right back with Dr. Finch.
In Guyana and throughout the world, the rate of HIV infection in women is growing.
Our bodies are more vulnerable to HIV transmissions. We are all at risk.
We are at risk when we assume our partner is being faithful.
We are at risk when we stay in violent relationships.
We're at risk when we do not insist on using a condom correctly every time. It's time to cut out the risks.
Get educated about HIV. Carry a condom and know how to use it.
Know what you want and value what you have to offer.
Be smart. Stay safe.
Welcome back, guys, to Women on the Rise Talk. We're here with our special guest, Dr. Akina Finch, life and social media coach. Before we left for the break, she was giving us all such amazing tidbits, and we were talking about how she solved the problem for soldiers, helping soldiers find employment through social media. Back then it was LinkedIn, and I said back then, I don't even know how long ago that was, but helping soldiers connect with employers through social media, and that you, with your passion for technology, being able to support them through social media. I think that's fantastic. And I want to talk more about what you actually do and how you actually work with individuals to help them get branded, build their brands through social media, and how you work with both individuals personally and entrepreneurs.
That is an awesome question. So a lot of people ask me, what is it that you do? Well, I am a I am a coach. I am certified in life as well as social media. And what does that do, right? So basically, we'll have a session and we'll look at your social media handles and we'll see what the message is that you are trying to project versus what people are perceiving. This is very, very important, because if you are putting something out to the atmosphere that you think you're putting out there, but it's received in a different way, then that may be one of the reasons why you're not getting the results you wanted to get.
Right.
Next off, we will look at the profile and if it's really you-centric or if it is business-centric. And what does that mean? If you have a you-centric brand, which I do, meaning that the sky could be blue or I could be speaking on a cliff and people are still going to listen to my live stream.
Right.
Okay. Because they want what you as the brand, versus a business centric brand is if you are coming on here, you're usually only talking about your business, what you're selling, what you're delivering, things of that nature. So they may not know you. They may know women. They may not know Marsha, but they know Women on the Rise.
Right.
Okay. Now, so you need to decide.
What's the right thing for a person? Cause I'm going to share with you my experience. This is my fifth year with Women on the Rise as my business name and sort of what I use to get into the social media game for my business. And truly, I was running a business centric online platform and it wasn't connecting with people. It's not until I turned it into a me-centric and put myself as the face of my business and as the person behind this beautiful logo is when I started actually getting engagement. What is there a right or wrong way to present yourself online?
Well, most people miss is the social piece. If everything is me, buy my stuff, where does the person come in? Because as we know, as consumers, we buy what we want. We buy what solves our problems. We buy what solves our pain points. Okay. So if everything is about that particular person or particular brand product and it's not serving our needs, we're not connecting with it, and it's not solving a pain point, then why should I even look at it?
Right.
So right. You can have a business-centric platform. Let's say I'm going to use Archon Mounts, okay? Archon Mounts is definitely business-centric. They have a face, that's Mr. Aaron, but for the most part, it's about the mount. So what is the mount going to do? It's going to keep your phone stable while you do your live stream. Judging on the type of mount that you get, you can do different angles and things so that you can make your production better. So it's solving a pain point. I don't have wiggly videos anymore. I can actually do different shots. And then on certain occasions, if I do two or three different cameras, I can switch them and they can already be positioned so that I can have the best quality video live stream possible. Uh-huh. All right. So it solves a pain point. It is still a business-centric product. It's still a business-centric brand. However, they are still making money because they are solving a pain point. And then the person comes on and he talks about this, that, and the other. So he's still relating to the people and telling them why it helps them. So he's being social. The product is serving. And you're going to get some information. And the people can actually be social with it. So it solves those points with me. I'll use myself because I am definitely a me-centric type of brand, meaning that I have my little Finchism that I come on live stream and I say, and then I also give my tips about social media, and I have a way to where I break it down in a way that is simple and easy. And then if they ask the question, I have no problem just like, okay, let's break it down. Let's show you what's going on right now. I have that mode. So when you leave one of my live streams, you're going to leave with a tip, you're going to leave with a skill, or you're going to leave with some type of knowledge or that's like, ooh, that's deep. Okay, so that's what I'm known for. So that is why people come to my live stream. So
skill. I can attest to that. I can attest to that, Dr. Finch. You had me at hello.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And see, that hit. So I hit a pain point. I have a spot where they can talk back to me and be social. And then I also have something that's going to give them some value. So if you are not giving them time of value for their time and their data, they're not going to come. If you're not solving a pain point, they're not going to come. And if you're not giving them a reason to engage and feel part of the process, they're not going to come. So if you don't have those three things, or at least one of those three things, better to have all three things, then that's why you're not doing it.
Right. So, so true. People really miss the mark when it comes to social media. And I have been, I could say that was me, with not like being confused as to how you're using social media or your online business. It's not just enough to show up. It's not just enough to say bye, 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 bye. And sometimes some people actually do the reverse. They never say bye. They never go for the ask. When is the right time? How do you know when the right time is to ask and to go for the ask? Is there a formula for that?
You know, I've noticed that the best formula I've seen has been Gary V. And, you know, say what you want about Gary V, but
I love
he
him.
Makes
I
fun.
Do not.
Yeah.
And he says what the truth, like right. what you should hear, yeah. what you should know, right?
Exactly. And so this is the deal. Jab, 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 right hook. And most people are like, jab, 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 right hook. Yes, it's a boxing reference. It's from a Rocky. Okay.
Yeah.
So from the jab, value, jab, value, jab, value, right hook, sale. Give them three times the value before you try to ask them for anything. Value. Give them something they can learn. Value, build a relationship. Value, make sure that your content's on point. Right hook. Now ask for the sale.
You know, for a minute that was going over my head. You just brought it back together. I absolutely love that. Value, 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 sell. You need to provide value. Is it three times, three ways, and then going for the sale? What is your formula? And how can, first of all, we need to know how to get in touch with you, how to work with you. If you don't know, if you haven't been following Dr. Finch online, you better find out. You better ask somebody.
So
I want to know how they could get to you.
Okay. I am Dr. A.D. Finch on all social media handles. So that's for Dr. Ikena Dolores Finch. So Dr. A.D. Finch. And so, yes, that's another nugget most people don't know about me as well. So so it's Dr. A.D. Finch or Drad Finch. A lot of people like to say Drad Finch. However, floats your boat. Then
we're getting all the nuggets here. A lot of things we are learning. A lot of things people don't know about Dr. Finch and our program. I love it.
Apparently, I'm just a wealth today. I don't know what's going on. And then, of course, you can go to ikenafinch.com, which is ikenafinch.com, and you can book a 15-minute discovery session with me in the tab that says contact me with exclamation point, and you can do everything right in the website. So just pick your date, pick your time, fill it out, and sign on up. I would love to talk to you.
You guys will want to set your appointment up with Dr. Finch. She has given me life already in the year of 2018. Working with her so far has been really invaluable for me. Already, and we have a lot more work to do together for 2018. So I'm looking forward to the road before. We're not done yet, but we do have to take a break so we get into our mindful moment of the day with Shanika Johnson. She is gonna come. We're gonna come back. We're gonna pause. Let you guys get that peace and tranquility from Shanika, and then when we come back, we're gonna talk about a couple of things. I want to talk about your book. I want to talk about your conference this year that's coming up later on in the year. And I also want you to be a part of my In the News segment that we will talk about later. Hold on tight, guys. We will be back with Dr. Finch.
Hey, this is Shaniqua Johnson, registered nurse and your wellness expert, offering you tips to help you reclaim your balance of your mind, body, and soul. Today's mindful moment is on sleep. Did you know during sleep, your muscles relax, allowing the body to replenish those muscles. Your energy is restored and your immune system is enhanced. What that means for you, when you allow yourself to get adequate sleep, those fatigued muscles get a renewed strength. Your energy level, that goes up, and your body can now fight off infection. As adults, we need 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night. I know, this seems impossible with all of our many competing priorities. But here are some tips to help you to get a good night's sleep. Tip number one, establish a regular bedtime. Yeah, you remember when you were a kid, you had a set bedtime? That was for a reason. And that reason was so that we would have enough energy to maintain our day-to-day activity. So even as adults, it is key that we establish a regular bedtime and we stick to it. So that was your tip number one. Get yourself a bedtime. Tip number two. Limit the use of your bed for two things, one of which is sleep. I'll let you imagine the other one. Tip number three, relax before going to bed. Take a hot bath, do some meditation, try some light stretches. My favorite is aromatherapy. I love using essential oils, lavender, chamomile, and I sprinkle it around my room. I take in some nice cleansing deep breaths, and I unwind from the day's activity. So make sure you take a pause. It will help to settle your brain down. It will help to settle your thoughts. And it will help you fall fast asleep. Tip number four. Avoid eating heavy meals at bedtime. It's okay to have a light snack, especially those that are high in carbs. But heavy meals, we must avoid. We don't want all of that sitting, that it's going to create a pressure. We don't want that sitting on us while we're trying to relax and go to sleep. It can cause all sorts of indigestion, and we don't want those problems. So a light snack is okay. The next tip, tip number five, is to manage your stress. I know it's easier said than done, but when you're trying to get into that routine of getting into the bed, avoid having stressful conversations. So you know that conversation, if you answer that telephone, you know that conversation is going to rattle your nerves. Be wise before you answer. You don't need that added stress when you're trying to unwind and to go to bed. I also recommend putting the work away at a certain time. I know as working women, entrepreneurs, life just does not seem to stop. But there has to come a time when you just say, work, I'm giving you up until 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever your cutoff time is. But when it's time to shift into that bedtime routine, it's time to put the work away. Your last tip is to make sure your environment is set correctly. That means dimming the lights, If you're like me, I like it to be pitch black. So you turn everything off. Or if you like a little light, you can have a little night light on. Manage the noise level. If you have to shut the door, close the windows, whatever you need to do to try to make sure there's not going to be a lot of distractions when you're trying to get ready for bed. Make sure your temperature's right. So if you need the fan on, put it on. If you need the air on, put it on. If you need the heat on, you need an extra blanket. Whatever it is to your liking, get your environment set. Think about it. When we're raising children or we're babysitting and we're trying to get that kid to go to sleep, what is it that we do? It's nighttime and we want them to go to sleep. We get the environment correct. So we make sure that everything is quiet. We don't want the phone ringing. We don't want anybody talking loud. We want to make sure the environment is set. We get them a nice little blanket. We wrap them up real good. We get them nice and comfy. We may even turn the lights off so they're not seeing a lot of activity going on. Some of us may read to the kid to make them, you know, just kind of have that relaxation moment. We may even sing a lullaby. So all the things that we would do to prepare a baby or a toddler for bed, why do we neglect to do it for ourselves as adults? So recap, establish a regular bedtime. Limit the use of your bed for two things, and sleep is one of them. Relax before going to bed. Avoid eating heavy meals at bedtime. Manage your stress and control your environment. Getting good sleep is going to help you to be productive and keep you functioning as a woman on the rise. I hope you enjoyed that mindful moment. I'd love to hear how these tips have helped your life. Feel free to drop me a message on my website, and it's www.ShaniquaJohnsonRN.com. And that's ShaniquaJohnsonRN.com. You can connect with me on social media. I'm on Facebook at ShaniquaJohnsonRN. I'm on Instagram, ShaniquaJohnsonRN. You can tweet me on Twitter at RN_S Johnson. And I'll see you all at the Women on the Rise Conference in October.
Welcome back, guys. I hope today's mindful moment with Shanika Johnson was everything you have thought you needed in your life to get some peace and tranquility in your system. Thank you for that, Shanika. We really appreciate you. Wasn't that great, guys? Thank you, guys. Now, welcome back my special guest, Dr. Akina Finch. If you don't know who she is, look her up online. Before we left, I mentioned to the audience that you, well, earlier in your profile, we talked about you being a 7-time author, and your most recent book is a self-published. Are you self-published? I think it's self-published, but you are writing to people, which I have my own copy, and I can't wait till I meet you live and in person for you to sign for my copy. But you were written a book called Motivation Ignited, 10 Ways to Set Your Self-Motivation on Fire. And it is a fantastic book for people to really help them go through the main areas of life and kind of learn key elements to help them set their motivation on fire. Tell us about the book and the process of writing your book.
Well, the book was actually supposed to came out in 2014. However, it did not fully develop until 2016. Because, you know, you have to live a little bit of life before you can truly get to where you can deliver to your audience. Okay. And so, but once I was ready to truly manifest the book, it took probably about a month in total to get the whole thing published. And I was like, wow. And it's a labor of love, because when you're writing those words, people are like, oh, I can just write a book and just, but if you do it correctly, you're putting you in there and you're basically selling you. And it's like, oh, wow. And when people get that light bulb moment when they're reading your book, you're just like, oh my goodness. You know, that just, right. That's just like the best feeling in the world. And when you see people and they're so happy and they take pictures with your book and they're giving their commentary or testimony about how the book has helped you, that is just golden. That's just golden. But the real process and what really is deep for most people is the actual writing of the situation, not really just the formatting and the getting it out there and all that. Because, I mean, the way CreateSpace has it now, you can have a book out there in a day, you know, real complete talk. Yeah, you know, because they just do the approval process in about 24 hours. And sometimes if you've done many of them, it takes about 4 or 5 hours sometimes. So right. It judges on what you have to do, but it's about you getting the story out. There's a lot of people out there, oh, I just need to tell my story. Oh, I got this story to tell. Oh, yeah, and it's still sitting in your head.
Get so that what book do we out. Need what to are do people waiting for, right?
Come through. That's what I'm talking about. The moment that it sinked in for me is when I realized that my dreams and my purpose were bigger than my comfort zone. And that's huge for introverts. That's huge for introverts. Because we ponder over everything, we plan over everything, we do everything, we triple check it and all of that. And all that time that we're triple checking, we're keeping somebody from their blessing.
Yep. And keeping yourself from your blessing, and sometimes getting into action and actually working with the people that are in receipt of your services gives you the life you need to push even further. Sometimes we sit, especially introverts and perfectionists, I would say, they sit and you sit and you think, okay, well, I got to get it right. How many words or what's the format? How does it look? Does it read properly? Just write whatever's in your head, get it down somewhere on paper, and it will eventually be worked out. Just start writing, right?
Yes, exactly. And the part that was really, really fascinating to me was about the whole book process was I went to a conference and I was standing next to some books by a celebrity, and one of my friends from Facebook said, buy me the copy, I'm dropping the money in your PayPal. And they did, and I bought the book for them and I brought it back and made sure it was a signed copy and all that, you know. And they opened the book was nothing but side, a hashtag, and the other side was a quote from other people.
So oh my God, every page, I can't.
That was what the book was. And she looked at the book and said, oh my God. And they got $20 for this? She said, What am I doing?
I bought that book. I talked about it on an interview I did recently, and then my friend said, oh my God, I was afraid he was gonna say the name. I said, listen, I don't gotta say the name. Who should know will know what I'm talking about. We got swooped up into the moment, and they say you buy because of the name. You bought because of the name. $20, a free picture with this celebrity, mm-hmm. hunk of a person. And I opened up that book, Dr. Finch. I said, what am I sitting here looking at? And the funny thing is, at that same event, in that same room, other women who have purchased the book fell in love with the allure of just giving this man the money. And mm-hmm. The looks on everyone's face as they browsed was the same thing. It bottom line, it takes nothing.
And the good thing about, but I handed them the book. It was two ladies with me. The lady that bought the book and then the other lady we were having lunch with. And they looked at the book. Oh my goodness, you know, whatever. I got in my car. I got ready to drive away. The woman was already on my telephone. Okay, if this is all I have to do, tell me how to do it. I'm writing my book. I have no excuse.
Sign me up.
And
sign
I was
me
like,
up.
Oh my goodness. And of course, I told her what she needed to do. And she's like, okay, we'll get it done. And it is amazing. And, you know, I helped my co-host for my podcast do her first book. And she was going to pay $5,000 to somebody. Okay, but, you know, I'm going to stop in there. And so, needless to say, I was like, okay, we're not going to do that. What we're going to do is we're going to work together and we're going to make this happen.
Right.
And she went on Fiverr. She got her cover. She went on Fiverr and got her editor. She went on Fiverr and got her format editor. And then she got everything together and she published her book.
Let me tell you, that's why the people out there don't like coaches like you and I, because we break it down and tell the truth. And sometimes, but then there's some people that want to pay that $1,000 plus price to right. just get it off their hands. But if you are a self-sufficient person,
mm-hmm.
you can publish a book on your own.
Yes, yes. But to my friend's credit, she knew what it felt like to be sitting on a gift. She sat on that gift for 5 years before she wrote that book. So she knew that feeling, that fear that, you know, somebody needed to hold the hand and all of that, you know, all of that. Uh-huh, and uh-huh. so from there, she started a company where she helps women, men, whatever, publish the book that need that one little hand, that security
right.
blanket, that whatever. And it's not $5,000.
Right.
But they
and
get somebody
that's where it
who
gets
cares
too far.
About it.
Exactly. Yes. And when I have my clients that do the same thing, we will go mm-hmm. through those processes. You won't pay the thousands of dollars of mm-hmm. services that you really, at a fraction of that, can handle on your own. The same thing as people when they come to me and they want to incorporate their business or create the LLC, they go hire an attorney for basic mm-hmm. level things that are free to the world online.
Mm-hmm.
There's mm-hmm. you just need someone who will hold your hand through the process and mm-hmm. not that's why I started Women on the Rise, because I was sick of people that were taking advantage of women in an early stage part of business to help them and take their money for services that they truly should be teaching them. You know, you teach a man a fish and not hand him a mm-hmm. fish. It's that same concept. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to be able to work with women. And I know you do the same thing, because you've done it for me. You've done it for other women that I know. And men, you don't just work with men. I mean, women, I should say. You mm-hmm. work with everyone. So it is who is led towards us that primarily right. just takes sometimes what we say. But I so appreciate this conversation. I'm going to talk to you in our segment called In the News.
Okay.
Where we pick a story from a news publication online or somewhere, and we just break down the list. So in today's In the News, we are talking about 5 tips to up your social media game according to the OdysseyOnline.com. Ready?
Okay. All ready.
Talk about the 5 tips to up your social media game. And I want to know your thoughts and what you think about these 5 tips. Tip number 1, be active on social media. No brainer. If you want people to start interacting with you, you've got to roll up your sleeves and engage with your audience. Share comments, likes, and personal message to spread some social love. Don't expect friendly people to follow you if you aren't delivering a personal touch. And you talked about that already.
Yes. Yes. Very much so. You know, in the social media love challenge that you were in, our first assignment was to say who you were and how may I serve you.
Yeah.
In that moment, you changed the game for your social media because you opened the door to let them know, how may I serve you?
Yeah.
Oh, nobody's ever asked me that question before, or I've been waiting for you to open the door so we could talk about it, or I've been watching you for so long, but I didn't know how to approach you. All of these things.
Right.
Sometimes you just have to say, how may I serve you? How may I help you?
How may I serve you? Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Number 2 in our 5 tips to up your social media game, according to OdysseyOnline.com, is plan out your content. I gotta say, I'm guilty. I still don't. I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress. But if you want that beautiful feed that seems to flow perfectly together, you've got to plan it out. No blogger or fashion star posts random pictures every day. They all have a schedule and content plans for what they're going to do tomorrow, the next week, and probably the next year. How important is planning out your content to you?
Okay, so in the grand scheme of things, if you are a planner, this is perfectly up your alley.
Yeah.
However, if you are a person that has a real life and, you know, real things happen and all of this, you can get a nice little Hootsuite or something like that and spend an hour out of your week and plan all your stuff for the week. You
right.
can get you a nice little spreadsheet and say that all the topics you want to cover. If you want to do days of the week, you know, Triumphant Tuesday, Wisdom Wednesday, and plan all those out in a nice little notebook or spreadsheet or what have you. If you put it on the spreadsheet, then when it's time for you to do it, you just copy, paste your copy, and pop it in your thing. There are stuff software called like Requeue, where you can put it in there and just schedule it on, and it'll post for you. And then once you have gotten to a certain point, it'll repost some of the stuff for you in the appropriate days, you know, mixing it up for you. Software does that for us nowadays. So, I mean, it's great. You know, even for Instagram, I have only Polled and Grum. Both of them let you post the stuff right there on the computer, write up your things, add your hashtags, and then schedule it. And you're done.
Right.
So, you know, it's good. However, I am a right now type of social media person, meaning that even with my live streams, I cannot tell you that I'm going to go talk to you at 12 o'clock about a word. I can't promise you I'm going to have a word for you at 12 o'clock. I can't
right.
do it.
Right.
So I'm not going to be there at 12 o'clock. So I get on there and I talk. And my audience responds to that because they're like, oh, okay, whenever she comes on, we coming on because we don't want to miss what she's talking about. And we don't want to be the last one to know on the replay.
Right.
Now, I get
right.
a lot of replay viewers as well. But that's why my viewership is larger, because they don't want to miss it. They don't want to miss what's up. They like the element of surprise. Whereas if you are a planner and 12 o'clock I'm going to go on every day and I'm going to put my flyers out there and all this, your viewership may be low. Why? Because they know you don't win a live at 12. They know you're going to have a replay. They can go eat dinner and whatever and sit down and have a cup of coffee and then watch you.
I agree. I'm not into the curated plan, although I tried to help myself in the beginning of this year stay consistent with the time. I try not to to do that too often because everybody can catch the replay. Number three, monitor your audience. What are they talking about? What are they currently vibing with? You have to pay attention to the needs and wants your audience has if you want to deliver relatable content, monitor their behavior, and adjust your social media strategy accordingly. I don't know about this one for me, because I don't know how you monitor your audience.
Okay. So I'm going to put it in terms of the challenge. Okay. Assignment two, you put out, I am thinking about doing a challenge, which you did, by the way. Yes. And would you join me? You went through the looks, you saw the commentations that you received, and from that you monitored and said, okay, this is a good idea. Now I'm going to set up my landing page and I'm going to set up my group and I'm going to do my live stream and I'm going to invite the people to the experience. Did you or did you not?
Yes, I did.
Therefore, you monitored your audience.
You know, you teaching, you forever teaching me something, Dr. Finch. Okay. I hear you.
That's the short version. I mean, what they're speaking of is more along the lines of going to the Twitter analytics, which I showed you in lesson 7, I do believe.
Yeah.
And yeah. We went through right down to, I know what cell phone carrier my people are in and what kind of dessert they like, you know, and what kind of household income. Okay.
Right.
Some people may need that. Some people may not. But it is readily available right there. So that is another way to monitor. Know your analytics. That's why you do most of your business, why people say do your business stuff on your business page, because you can catch those analytics. You can't catch those analytics on your Facebook profile. You catch your analytics on your business page. That's why people are saying to go over there. Okay. So that is another way of monitoring. But prime example, as I gave you the example in number two, you wouldn't have done the challenge had you not looked and made a decision according to opening up the question to your followers and saying, should I do this for you? And they said, yes, you should. And now you're doing a challenge. Therefore, monitoring.
We are in the midst of the challenge. It's been great for me. Number four, get inspired by others. Take note of the accounts that speak to you. What are these people doing well that you can take reform and add to your plan? Don't be a copycat. Let's just reiterate that. Don't be a copycat. But look, but take a look and steal some ideas that you can reshape to be your own that will work for your specific brand. Now, I don't know how I feel about that because I'm not sending anybody out there to go copycat and be a copycat. It's important that you have your own mind and your own vision. You got to start with your own mind and vision, right?
Okay. So, prime example. There were 100 people in the challenge, right? So 100 people had access to all of those 14 steps that I gave, right? So 100 people took day one, day two, day three, and did that same step, but in their own way, authentically.
Yeah.
Therefore, they took a tip that was given to them, and then they shaped it to their audience and their style. That's what they mean.
Yeah. Perfect. You got that, guys? Shape it to your audience and your style. All right. Number five of the five tips to up your media game is stay true to yourself. We talked about that, right? Faking it until you make it might not be a good idea. People on social media love original, real, raw content. They're starting to get tired of that cookie cutter look and are craving authenticity. You just have to be yourself and they'll come, just maybe not on your timing.
Whew. I'm going to break it down like this. This is also another day two thing. When y'all came out there and I told y'all to, I said, don't do the assignment unless you plan on taking action because you don't want to put out something and not be in integrity and then your audience start feeling some kind of way. The point of them coming to you is to know, like, and trust you. If they can't know, if they can't trust you, then why should they know you and why should they like you?
Yeah.
Okay. So why should they follow you? Why should you be an influencer for them? They have to be able to trust their influence. Okay. So with that being said, they want the real deal. You know, they don't want everything to look like glitter. And then when they meet you, you look like mud. Do you understand?
Right. Right.
So be who you are. That's the one thing I say to speakers and coaches, especially on live streaming. Now, I am the way you see me on live streaming as I am on this interview right now, as I was in that group that we were in together. I am this person. This is it. This is what you're going to get. So what does that do when I'm on live streaming? That lets you get to know me. That lets you know my content. That lets you know my flow. And that lets you know my flavor. What does that do for you? That lets you know, okay, they can bring something to my audience or they cannot. Okay, so I can go ahead and approach this person because I already know what I'm going to get. So all we need to talk about is where is it and what is the fee?
Right.
So that right there is being authentic, letting the people know who you are and what they're going to get beforehand. Okay, whether that just be a business brand, or that be the personal brands like you see those children. I mean, a lot of them children shouldn't be selling nothing. They 10, 12, whatever. But, you know, now they are selling on YouTube. They are making money on YouTube just because they get on there and play with their phone.
Millions.
But they're being authentic.
Right.
And it's brilliant. And some of them children are paying for their college education before they even old enough to go.
Yep.
Because they're authentic. So
it's amazing how they have been able to use videos and just being themselves, just showing their natural, you know, self in their natural habitat, just doing whatever. It is pretty remarkable.
Yes. Yes. And see, and let's not stifle the growth, you know, and they're developing business skills that they can use later on. You know, they're making a little empire for themselves right now.
Absolutely.
You know, it's better to know that they're being taken care of now than and have a little nest egg for later. You
and
know,
building
and
their own legacy
the
already. Yeah.
Come, all right. You know what I'm saying?
And building
but,
those
yes.
legacy.
So that's, yes. So authenticity is so, so, so important. Be you. Let's not do the bait and switch, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just not do it.
Let's not do it. Before we go, I mean, we are running out of time and I could go on forever to talk to you and talk about, I want to get in how you educate online. You give content that is real and authentic online, but that's not the end all be all. They could work with you personally and they could come to your live event where you are hosting an event to teach people real strategies and really get down and to the nitty gritty up in their own social media game. Tell us about the event. When will it be and how can they register?
Well, the event is called the Social Power Summit and they can go to socialpowersummit.com and register there and get all of the information. It'll be in September 14th and 15th. In Nashville, Tennessee. So it is going to be outstanding. People from all over the nation now are excited about it and are coming. We're going to have about 20 speakers between the workshop, the business talks, and the social why panel. So yes, you're going to learn how to do it, why to do it, and then how to make money from it. How about that? The business of it. Let's say the business of it. We're not going to promise no money. You know.
Right.
People get in trouble because of that stuff. Ain't promising
right.
no money.
But you're going to promise you that you're going to get the tools you need to go help yourself get that money. And
There we go.
I am working to get my life and get myself together to make sure that I am in. I've never been to Nashville, so I'm excited. to be able to travel to your conference and attend in live in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes, yes, I'm so excited. And, you know, so please go to socialpowersummit.com, get your tickets right now, and they're very reasonable, and you are going to learn so much. VIP is the best way to go, of course, but, you know, general admission is going to get the same, you know, get some good hotness, too. So,
right. We will be in their VIP style because that's how we do. We are Women on the Rise. Thank you so much for being my guest today. I so appreciate you. Make sure you look up Dr. Akina Finch on social media, Dr. A.D. Finch on all social media platforms, and set up an appointment with her to get that LinkedIn profile hooked up and set up to soar. If you're ready for your next level, connect with Dr. Akina Finch. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for listening today. And I appreciate you guys so much. As you know, I like to say in every show, remember, when we empower each other, we all rise.